Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Let's have a podcast.
Yes.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. What a day we've had. This show today was just...
Unbelievable.
It was actually very believable. We used to have a lot of shows like that.
That's the thing. Been a year and a half, right, since we did a show like that where we had a guest and a performance a fun thing happened that we weren't expecting, and then Charlemagne shows up and we were all just... I mean, it was a great day.
But we haven't had an artist in so long. It's like you forget how it feels.
I know.
Right. To have it and have fun with them, especially someone who's a nice artist like Ed Sheeran.
Well, Lil Nas X will be with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's a sweetheart. He's a really, really sweet guy. All right, so where's Brody?
I'm
Hello?
Here.
Brody.
Oh, Brody?
Yes.
Brody. There's Brody.
He's on the couch.
Oh,
he's on
okay.
the couch. He's on the new couch.
Yes. Brody on the new couch.
Did you hear
sleeping?
Did you hear Ed Sheeran perform? Did he make you cry?
Yeah, I teared up. I started listening to the lyrics like 10 seconds in, and it just won me over. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really wish I was there to watch in person. I can't imagine what it was like.
It was great.
It was awesome. It really was.
Anyway, so that's it.
Elvis, so you said Ed Sheeran made you cry twice. Who else has made you cry? If you could think off the top of your head, anybody in this room?
As far as artists
just
go?
Just in general, who is anybody that we've known or know?
Well, Froggy and Nate have made me cry because of their health issues.
Right. Yeah.
Elvis has made me cry, but for other reasons.
That was deserving. Like you deserve to cry.
That's an asshole thing to say.
What a dick.
I I'm just fucking with y'all.
Such a dick.
I cried at Elvis' wedding.
No, he came into my office and cried.
Elvis didn't make me cry. I was crying because there were other things going on in my life, and I closed the door in his office and I saw.
Can you at least let me own this? Like, I made you cry.
Okay, Elvis made me cry.
That time. Scary couldn't get restaurant reservations and he was crying.
Yeah. Elvis made me cry, but in a good way. Not in a, oh my gosh, I'm so sad type of way. It was when I got hired for this job and he called me. I was like, and I hung up the phone. I held it together when I was talking to you. And then when I got off the phone, I laid on my floor and stared at the ceiling and cried a little.
Oh,
it was great.
And Elvis has made me cry when you were at my wedding and you stuck your face into the limo and you were like, my little sister's all grown up. I was like, oh my gosh, stop. And then in your book, when I read your book and I read what you had said about me, I lost it. I totally lost it. It was so sweet. So.
Nate cried.
Yeah.
When he came back from his second stroke.
Yeah.
So, well, I cried on the phone with you, didn't I? I don't remember that phone.
But you're
call.
All drugged up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but when after your second stroke, there was one moment where we were unsure of what was going to happen with you. And he came in here and he honestly thought we were going to lose you. And he cried in here just with us.
Don't tell him. Don't give him this.
But it was beautiful.
Don't give him this energy.
I mean, he doesn't deserve it.
Well, it's nice to know people care.
He loves you.
But no, I didn't think I was. They didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, did they really say that to you?
I'm like 1%. From what I had, like there was a 1% chance of surviving.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God.
Well, now's a good time to start crying.
All right.
Oh, Danielle. Make each other cry.
Danielle made me cry the other day. She sent me a text message.
Oh. And then you made me cry back.
Well, this is a lot of fun.
A lot of tears. Well,
actually, Elvis, you made me cry. You don't even know. You didn't like do anything, but it was a moment you and I shared on stage at one of our Jingle Balls. It was the first time I got to stand on stage next to you. And knowing how I grew up, you know, being harassed for listening to this show and this radio station because it wasn't cool. And it wasn't,
wait, what do you mean? We are cool.
You got bullied?
It wasn't. No, I was called, you know, the F word and everything because it was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and not, you know, hardcore rock or hip hop. So to be on stage with you at Madison Square Garden, like where I grew up going to, after we got off stage, because we had to do like a make good to like smooth some things over for a client, and I had a moment and I said, holy shit, like what a full circle moment. Eighth grade me would just be patting me on the back.
Oh, that's
right
so
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing that. You know, we haven't talked to Scotty B at all. Scotty, are you
he's
on?
Probably gonna
Scotty cried when that banana was in his throat.
Yeah.
I did. It hurt.
That wasn't a banana.
It looks like it had Perione's disease.
Well, what? Perione's.
What is that?
Not the Italian beer.
Hey, by the way, Scary, where'd you go get your COVID shot at?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, the hospital.
The St. John's Episcopal Church.
When he first said that, I'm like, where God, is that some religion I've never heard of?
Episcopal.
Episcopal, folks.
Oh, my God. But you mean Episcopal?
Is when they examine your ass. Like
exactly. But that banana had a hook. That banana had a hook like that. What? How do you pronounce the disease?
Peronis.
Episcopal.
Like without the epa.
What is Peroni?
When I heard him say episcopal yesterday, it stopped me in my tracks. I came back into the studio and said, what the fuck did you say?
I honestly thought it was a hospital because I said, we always talk about Hackensack University Medical Center, and I go, maybe this is another branch. I don't know.
It's some religion we've never heard of, some saint.
It was a hospital, and now Nate tells me it's closed.
Yeah.
Is it closed?
That was like the time we went to.
You wouldn't pronounce it.
That was also like the time we went to lunch, and Scary goes, oh, what are the pommes frites? Can we get
the French fries?
He just eats it. He just eats it. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, oh man.
What a day.
Gotta love you, Scary. So
did Scotty cry? I'm sorry. Did we?
What? Oh, yeah.
Scotty... Oh, I cry a lot. I'm a very emotional person when I watch TV or like patriotic stuff. And I cry a lot. I'm a giant pussy.
When's the last time you cried?
I don't know if we can say that word. What? That's not a nice word.
But not, I don't know.
It sort of took the breath out of everyone in the room. Like,
can we say that Ed Sheeran said the C word in the room?
Oh, yeah.
But in Britain, it doesn't mean the same thing because I'm married to a Brit, and it's funny because he always says to me, you people make such a big deal over that word, and it really
explain
doesn't.
Explain the context, though, because Elvis walked in while it was being said again, and Elvis was like, what is going on?
Well, I know it has a different degree of seriousness in the UK versus here. I know that.
Yeah.
But no, it's not a great word over there. It's
no, like, but he said it. He said it was a term of endearment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what? When you walked into the room, I was repeating it back, and you walked into me saying something with the hard C, and I was like, "Wait! He said it first.
Yeah,
it's
he
okay.
Did, he did say it first.
He said it was now, a term
what
of
was
endearment."
What was that, Brody?
I said, you know what? He's been in America enough to know what it means, and he may have meant it the old way.
Like
the American
so.
Way.
What about the T? What about it? Because in England they also use the T word a lot. Because they say it in Ted Lasso all the time.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is that bad?
The T W.
Yeah. I don't think it's as bad there, but it is. I guess.
I know,
it's
but
bad.
When I talked about the Queen's fanny.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Can't say fanny.
Don't say
international
right.
problem.
I know fanny. Yeah. No. They were lining up their yeah. missiles ready to shoot us down. I just like, how do you know fanny equaled, you know,
nope.
vag?
No. I didn't know that.
I didn't know. And they said, you're talking about the Queen's vagina. I'm saying, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
But now that you bring it up, Nate and I learned a bunch of new terms.
Oh,
well, one
nonce.
In particular, yes.
Nonce. Nonce. It's a pedophile in Britain. But you can also call your mates a nonce,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Also a term of endearment.
No, it's nonce and then mega nonce
yep.
and then turbo nonce.
And
it's
savage
like the,
nonce.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about pedophiles?
Nope.
I think you can.
No. Yeah. No. So wait, I was driving on the expressway yesterday and there was a Jeep in front of us and on the back it said only pedophiles can read this. I mean, I was very close. You know, so they like it's one of those things on the back of their car.
That's actually a
that's
kind
very
of a funny.
Funny yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
It's a sad situation.
Yes, it is. I was able to read it.
Oh, good.
Well, what does that say?
So what are you doing for your anniversary, Elvis?
Nice
you're,
transition.
You're looking at it. Actually, you know what? Alex is, I'm at the apartment with the dogs tonight. I'm by myself.
You know, here's the thing. Don't awe him. It's just a day. It's just a day.
But it's a special day. Some
yeah, people, you tell that to just, Heather when you're married for 2 years.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like you can move the day and make it mean something to you on a day that's convenient to your schedule.
Well, of course you can.
Yeah.
I actually had this debate that's with funny. An ex-boyfriend yeah. of mine because we didn't know when our anniversary was. We just kind of started, like, dating. And he wanted to pick a day. And I said, why would you pick a day instead of just randomly throughout the year, if we love each other, just celebrate a day? And he said, no, that's stupid.
Okay, then just forget that anniversary. Brody, how would that work out for you?
Yeah, about as well as everything else works out for me, not well.
Yeah, so according to Nate's logic, I could be like, hey, I know today's our anniversary, but I have a tea time, so we'll celebrate another day.
Yeah, no, that's not going to go over well.
Why?
If it's a good excuse.
You pick a day that works for both of us.
That's a dumb answer.
I will say, I didn't get Alex a card or anything. I mean, I saw him this morning.
Yeah.
Kissed him goodbye and came to work.
You can make him something from construction paper.
Ed Sheeran sang him a song.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Amen. You know what? You win. That's it.
Right.
It's over.
That's kind of.
Wait a minute. You renewed your vows today, which means you have to get him an extra big gift.
No.
It's a vow renewal gift. I didn't take those as seriously as I would have had he been here.
Yeah.
It looks like cotton is the second anniversary gift. So go buy
underwear.
Mack
Weldon.
Mack Weldon.
Hello.
You just screamed Mack Weldon in my ear. How are we doing on time, Frog?
We got about 3 minutes left.
It's your anniversary.
Three
get out of
minutes.
Here.
And Elvis is now dead.
We have right. to go get. We have to go get.
Oh,
yeah.
We actually do.
We have COVID test.
COVID test.
Oh well, then you know what? We gave him a little extra yesterday.
Done.
Perfect.
Okay. Happy anniversary,
Happy
Elvis.
Anniversary.
Bye.
Extra yesterday.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show
from BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.